finding them on the papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on the TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this Wednesday, the 28th of February, 2007. We're talking today with Jim Gilchrist from his organization, the Minuteman Project, under attack from their own ranks, eerily similar of what happened to this network. It's, ladies and gentlemen, it's just, you really don't have an idea what this is like, because this is not normal business. You don't have a fish shop on one corner and your competition down the block is doing whatever they can to do business. No, we're dealing with a situation where people are using every bit of ingenuity, every cent that they have, every ounce of energy. Their life's blood is into their project, and as Jim Gilchrist has described, it's like trying to murder your baby. And I had never thought about it in those terms before. I had used that term before when this happened to me, pretty similar circumstance on a prior network. Won't go into a whole lot of detail about that, but ladies and gentlemen, I mean, it is just absolutely devastating. You have no idea. You don't know what it's like to run a network. I've got to scare up $600,000 a year to do what we're doing. And just at the point, the really weird thing about this, Jim Gilchrist, just at the point where we were ready to expand, put up another bird with a complete different lineup of talk show hosts, not picking and choosing from one bird, throwing them on another. Then we're going to put up the ABC Star Guide and go out there to the people so equipped in AM and FM wonderland out there, mainstream media, where we can hit. Just at that point where we were ready to split like the amoeba does, we were attacked. So rather than go head-to-head and do honestly, and if you want to think of this as being competition, that's one thing. Competition, to me, only derives a better product. And that's in usual business terms, that realm of thinking. That to build a better mousetrap, yeah, you pay attention to what your competition's doing, you try to build a better mousetrap. Who benefits is the buyer of that mousetrap through those endeavors. So it's very, very important, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to ask people out there, we're looking for a vote of confidence out of you today. We'd like you to call the network here at 800-724-2719. They put a few kinks in the money line out there temporarily. But we're going to ask for your support and your donations today. And we're going to continue to bring Jim Gilchrist up. We'll do a blow-by-blow of his recovery from the Minuteman Project, which is extremely important. He's been on over 2,500 radio and TV shows in the last several years. He's well-known. They tried to destroy him. But first, they got to go after your credibility, who you are. And it's tough. This is radio, folks. You know, it's TV without pictures. You have to use your discernment. You have to use your common sense. You have to use your logic. It's absolutely incredible. We're going to put out the call-in number again, 800-313-9443. We're going to continue our conversation here with Mr. Gilchrist. Jim, how are you on batteries on that cell phone?
I've got my charger going right now on it. It's an inverter from my cigarette lighter.
Okay, real good. All right, so you're online with us. Okay, we'll take this break, ladies and gentlemen. 800-313-9443. Don't be silent. Stand up. Be discerning. Use your common sense. Use your logic. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back with Jim Gilchrist right after that, and we'll bring you up to speed for you people just joining us in the second hour of the National Intel Report.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we are back. And again, for the listeners, Jim Gilchrist from the Minuteman Project, do a thumbnail for the people that are just joining us this hour as to what has befallen you in the last week or two.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Jim Gilchrist, founder and chairman of the board of the Minuteman Project. And what occurred about 2 weeks ago was an outright attack upon the Minuteman Project organization. Our bank accounts were hijacked. Our website was hijacked. It was conducted by sinister elements from within the organization who had been planning this for quite some time, it appears. It certainly included computer technicians who have been continually hacking our site about 24/7. We finally got them blocked off, but we've got the site shut down temporarily, the MinutemanProject.com site, and we've moved it to JimGilchrist.com.
And the reason I have you up today is to let people know that Jim Gilchrist is alive and well. Jim Gilchrist is not the ogre that these conspirators are painting you out to be. And you can do damage to people, Jim. I mean, short of somebody come up and punching you in the face, well, we can feel physical pain. But the emotional pain that goes along with this is just absolutely incredible. So my attempt here today is to let people know that you are alive and well, that these things being alleged that you have done are absolutely baseless, and that you are the man that started this organization. You are the man that's in charge of it, and you are the man that's going to continue the Minuteman Project.
That's correct, and we are gathering our. I got three law firms working on this. So they're gathering information when they see the propaganda and the outright malicious defamation launched by Marvin Stewart, Barbara Coe, and Deborah Courtney against me, or their ghouls who work for them. They're going to have to account for that under another lawsuit. We've got three lawsuits actually joined into one big lawsuit that's coming at them, and we're going to carry through with it. Ideally, I can also get arrest warrants out on Deborah Courtney and Marvin Stewart for bank fraud.
It's simply amazing. I'll tell you what, let's go back to the phones here. Mark in Alabama. Hello, Mark. Mark?
Hello.
You?
Hi,
yes.
How are you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know that I've been supporting RBN on and off monetarily and by purchasing the product on a very limited income ever since you started up. And the only reason I would ever listen to anybody else is simply for the information value.
I understand.
I really respect what you've done, John and Jim. And, my prayers are with you. And just, God bless you all.
Well, and when you're being attacked, and when their mission is to steal your business or your money out from under you, I have not said a lot about this, Jim, in my particular situation, because you know there's something you said that joggled my memory here. Do they know that they're going to end up paying? Not only are they paying, going to have to pay their own attorneys. When they lose, they're going to have to pay mine and yours.
Right, and also going damages for trauma. This is seriously traumatizing, and anybody can understand that. Certainly it's not up there with being a victim of a rape or attempted murder or something like that, or being in a plane crash, but it is traumatizing to have this happen to you and feeling so helpless, and you see your entire website being uncontrolled by you and controlled by some monster, some ghoul out there who's downloading all the information to use for sinister purposes.
Yeah, it's simply amazing. And what we're asking people to do, give us a vote of confidence. Call us here at the network. Make a donation. There's no doubt that they've hurt this network, and a battery of attorneys and insurance companies and whatever. This has put us in the hole. It's put us back behind the eight ball about 30 days, and we have obligations. There's people out there. They don't care who tried to steal from you or backstab you or whatever else. These are people who are conducting business. They've got phone companies, and they've got satellite companies, and they may say, you know, we sympathize with you, but you know what? You still have to pay your bills. Well, I'm going to ask people today, and folks, it'll be a vote of confidence with your dollars out there. We're going to ask that people call the network today, 800-724-2719, and that you give this office a call today and make a pledge of support. Put your money where your mouth is. If you believe in what we're doing, if you believe that this network, and specifically myself, that we're trying to do the job that not too many people out there have the talent to do, and obviously if it was easy to do for Jim Gilchrist, there would have been 100 organizations out there. But that is not the case. It takes a lot to put together an organization. It takes a lot to maintain it. It takes a lot of your time, energy, and your life. When people tell me, Jim, that, well, you know, I don't necessarily want to do this because I don't want to make my wife uncomfortable or I don't want to make my boss mad at me, they don't think of the people that are down in the trenches fighting that fight and taking dodging bullets all the time. They cannot imagine, and they can't empathize to the point where they can put themselves in your position. They can't do it because they've not been there.
It's a daunting challenge. I've put in a good 7,000 hours in the last 3 years on this movement, and it's just without compensation, but it's just something I want to do. And do I get burned out? Absolutely. I get tired just like anybody else, exhausted, fatigued. And then to be hit and hammered with a sledgehammer like this in the middle of the battlefield, it's so traumatizing. I certainly will never forget this, and certainly has made me a much more skeptical about humanity than I ever was before. But there is hope. As long as we, and I will find out on March 21st, if we truly are a nation governed under the rule of law, these three musketeers are going to pay dearly. They're already paying now. 98% or almost 100% of the public is outraged that they're trying to dismantle the Minuteman Project and take it over and take it for themselves, claiming ownership. I mean, it's literally kidnapping your baby.
Yeah.
And how would you feel if somebody kidnapped your child, came into your house and said, we're taking your child and there's nothing you can do about it. You want to bet? I'm going to fight for that kid.
Well, the only thing it's done to me, and it's taken me 6 weeks to come around to being emotionally upset about this. I like you, went through the stage of just absolute disbelief. I still find myself, Jim, just stopping in mid-stride and thinking, how could this have happened? How could people be involved in this sort of thing? And they don't even realize the blowback that's going to happen against them. They're non-thinking entities.
Yeah, it's all about instant gratification. The now and me creed. It's all about me, and it's all about me now. And they still think that they're good people. They look at somebody who's not a good person as a bank robber, a murderer, but they can conduct white collar crime, and that's okay. That's just a way of making a living.
I'll steal the line out of Shawshank Redemption. When the question was asked, why are you in prison? I got screwed by my attorney. 99% of the people in prison, I didn't do anything wrong. I'm innocent.
I agree.
same type of mindset. Mark in Alabama, any further comments, sir?
Just thank you for all you guys are doing, and keep up the good work. And as my vote of confidence, my promise to you, and the network, RBN, I absolutely refuse to support that other network any longer.
Well, and it's kind of strange of what has happened. I'm with Jim here in the response that we got back. It has been pretty incredible. And the only people, Jim, and watch out for this one, the only people that will call, or they won't call you, they won't do a face-to-face, so to speak, with you. I've had about a dozen slime balls out there email me, and when I email back, they never email again. But they're up there with a screed and, you know, oh, you're an animal, you're this, you're that.
John, now, it comes with the territory.
It
when
does.
You're in political activism or a talk show host, I have never met one talk show host or opinion writer or anything else. Even a minister on a televangelist who has not been criticized and attacked and assaulted and called all kinds of horrible things. This is what people with no argument do. This is how they spend their time. They spend their time directing their life to hating something or someone. And they spend their entire lives trying to destroy that target of their hate, meanwhile not being aware that during that time they've destroyed their own lives.
Well, and it's fascinating. It's fascinating to me. Just at the time that this network was on solid financial ground, we were installing the departments, and people were becoming good at what they did. And people have not heard me do a pledge drive in how long for this network. That's because we got people in here that started to do a job. They were being told what they needed to do and what was expected of them. And you never heard me do a pledge drive because I'd always said that I'm not out there just garnering money for the sake of garnering money. We're here to pay bills. And you notice out there in Radioland, you didn't hear me with any more pledge drives, did you? That's because we did our job as a responsible network to make sure that we had things in place that we'd be self-sustaining. You're enjoying the information out there. We had to do everything, just like you, Jim. We had to do everything to get that money in-house so that we could do the job that was expected of us by our supporters, by our listeners. But
they are out there. They are out there. We've run some very successful fundraising campaigns because of this cause. And we have driven this issue in 2 years. The Minuteman Project has brought awareness to this issue that be brought by 20 different other groups.
Jim, I know you can't. I know you can't hear the bumper in your cell phone. We're going into break. We'll take the break. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs. Okay, folks, we are back. I've got Jim Gilchrist, Minuteman Project under attack, website hijacked, people stealing and controlling email accounts. They didn't get to my bank accounts because they didn't have the numbers. that's about the only difference that we have here. Let's go back to the phones. Jim in Texas. Hello, Jim. Hello, Jim.
Not Gene, is
it? I'm sorry?
I don't know. Did you mean Gene?
Well, whoever you are, you're up next.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, I'm Fredericksburg. This is my second call, now third call of my life to these deals. So I just wanted to make a comment and ask Jim a question.
Go ahead.
One is I just want to let you know that I am on your side, and I've always supported you, and I order everything, what few things I can order from you. I have to admit, I did order Terror Store, but I ordered it from RBN.
All right.
So I noticed on the attack thing on your front that most of the stuff that I saw on the other side was mostly the same ad hominem, they call it, the innuendo type attacks on your character, unprovable stuff. And I am glad that you finally laid it out in detail and you can see what's happening. And I asked my wife one day, I said, you know, what's going on here? I don't know what to think. Man, I hate to think either way, you know, because you grow to trust people, and you know, the information is life-saving, vital, I mean, you know, so you just want to put your trust in it. But she said she sided with you, and I thought, well, she's usually right when I'm wrong, and even so, I kind of trust her intuition or whatever you want to call it. And the other thing I wanted to ask is that I wonder how, on Jim Gilchrist's part, this will affect him from the network. Do you think they'll attack him on this and make up a bunch of crap or what?
Gene, anything is possible. When you're dealing in propaganda, see, because I'm a public figure, people can say just about anything they want about me as long as it's not malicious. If I can prove malice, then they're liable in civil court. In other words, I could sue them for slandering me. So being a public figure, you're going to hear things that I'm a lowlife, I've got a criminal record.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I'm a convicted killer, a serial killer. Who hear all this stuff.
I know the deal, yeah. You
really have to listen to like programs like this to hear me speak, and when I tell the real story, it makes sense. You see how everything falls into place and why these people are doing this. First, like they did to John, first you have to chastise the person, demonize them, turn the public opinion against them as quickly as possible, as staunchly as possible. Then you take over the group, or do it simultaneously. Then you take over the entity. And in the meantime, I mean, you're disarmed. Everybody's thinking, oh, you're a thief or you're a bandit.
Oh, sure,
you
know? Yeah.
It takes you a couple of weeks to recover, and then it goes the other way. But by that time, the real bandits have gotten away with a lot. In my case, they've hijacked my bank account. I've got it frozen now, so they can't get access to the money. But we've got a court hold on it, too, so we can't get access to it. They hijacked the website. That's frozen also. They did some immeasurable damage. I use the metaphor that the Minuteman Project has just gotten 9/11.
Oh, it's
damaging as heck.
I'm inclined to think along the lines that John was talking about. It seems too coincidental and too much alike, and you know, to me, there's some connecting. It seems like a connecting thread there somewhere, but I don't know yet or what. But I was just wondering what, you know, how much damage this can possibly do on the mainstream blab network line.
I think,
you know, because I know they'll take advantage of it if they can to destroy anything you're trying to do.
For example, Channel 10 in Phoenix ran this on the television. Jim Gilchrist, the founder of the Minuteman Project, suspected of embezzling $400,000.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. They do that, and it's all a lie.
I understand.
People are going to think, oh my God, he was such a nice young man, and he's a thief, you know, and this is how they do it, and then I have to come back and tell the truth, and then they'll come back with something else that says, well, now I'm a bank robber or something.
I know.
Who
knows? That's the Karl Rove style. That's the way he got Perry and over Jim Hightower, had his friends investigate him, and it came out of the papers. Being investigated, that was enough for the people, you know. They say, oh, there's something wrong there.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he was cleared because he wasn't guilty, and he was, you know, more for the people, so they got rid of him.
Yeah. Hey, Jim, or Gene, I'm sorry. I thank you for your call.
Yes, sir.
All right, and take care.
Bye.
Dalton in Tennessee. Hello, Dalton. You're up next.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
I just had a couple of quick observations for you. You know, the National Animal ID Act movement, there's been some of this kind of stuff going on with it, too. Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
So it's that, it's this Minuteman thing, and it's you. This looks to me too much like the COINTELPRO thing all over again.
Well, and I would like to think that we're just dealing with foolish people. I would not like to think that the people that Jim and I are dealing with are actually front people for some organization federally connected. But I'll tell you what, Jim, the more I think about this, the more that that's plausible. I don't know. I don't. I'm just voicing my concerns. We'll take the break. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine-tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We are back. If you would, Jim, tell folks about Jim Gilchrist and the organization, the Minuteman Project, and what you are about.
Sure, John. The Minuteman Project is a multi-ethnic immigration law enforcement advocacy group. Now, it's kind of a mouthful, but it's a multi-ethnic, multi-gender. We don't care if you're man or woman and what color, race, creed, and all that stuff you are. We invite everyone to join us, and we are primarily concerned with advocating the enforcement of our immigration laws. We are pro-legal immigration. We believe in an orderly queue of prescribed numbers of immigrants. We don't believe in an open border policy where you have 6.5 billion people in the world and all of them want to come here, or half of them. Yeah. We cannot possibly carry that load, and that's what will happen over time if we do not enforce these immigration laws that were put into place to stop a covert Trojan horse invasion, which we're experiencing now. Essentially, we're the world's largest neighborhood watch internally and externally on the borders in the country, largest neighborhood watch in the country.
It is simply amazing, because the amount of people that we have in this country right now, what they're doing is it's hard to describe, because we've never experienced anything like this before in this nation's history. You had people that immigrated to this country. They came in. They learned to speak the language. They assimilated to the culture. They assimilated to the society. They learned to speak the language. But we didn't have 30, 40 million of them plopped down in a short amount of time. And what they're doing is they're huddling to themselves. They have no inclination whatsoever to assimilate to this culture, to this society, to speak the language, to do anything else. And that is balkanization.
That's correct, John. That's correct. And currently, in my estimate, there are at least 33 million illegal aliens currently occupying U.S. territory. They're entering at the rate of about 11,000 per day just from our southern border alone. That's 75,000 roughly per week, which is equivalent to four Army reinforced divisions every week. That's 208 reinforced Army divisions equivalent every year, and they're not leaving. They're here. They're not here to pick our strawberries. They're here to pick our pockets.
That's right.
There is not one community in the United States where you will not find a foreign enclave. And that's, in other words, a foreign enclave, a place where the American flag is not wanted, it's not respected, it's not pledged to. English is not spoken, it's not wanted to be spoken, it's not learned, American culture is neither respected nor wanted. So you have literally foreign nations plopping entire...
English is a second language.
We've got Frosty Woolridge that does a program on this network a couple of times a week. And he said, anyone understand why Mexicans fail miserably at creating a successful civilization? Ever wonder why millions of them invade the United States in search of a better life? Have you noticed that once they arrive, they create the same kind of society in the United States? Unconsciously, they create the same conditions they left behind.
Exactly.
And he says, you can take the boy out of the ghetto, but you can't take the ghetto out of the boy.
Correct.
And the stuff that's happening at the hands of these illegals coming into this country, I mean, I just read this, and you were not aware of this because you weren't on the air yet. We have a woman down, it's a state legislator in Florida that's saying, her name is Wilson, she's in Miami-Dade County, and she said, you know, we don't use alien down here, we say immigrant. She's trying to get SB 2154 passed that says that you can't use that term, but we want to use undocumented people. We want to use the term undocumented. And Jim, you know as well as I do, documentation is just paperwork. This is just a little hurdle that they have to get over in order to legalize these 30 to 40 million. And I'll say it's 40 million. I don't know what your numbers are at, but I'll say
it's that high. Yes.
Yeah. I would say 40 million illegals in this country. And you see, it's just a problem with their documentation. Don't worry. We're going to make them acceptable and document them. Therefore, make them legal.
John, at the current rate of invasion of about 5 to 5.5 million illegal aliens per year, and that's just from our southern border, doesn't include the northern border and the seaports of entry, but at the southern border, where about 95% of our illegals come through, at that current rate of invasion, it's increasing about 10% per year, and it's about 5.5 million per year now, unapprehended illegal aliens. By the year 2025, there will be more illegal aliens occupying U.S. territory than there will be legal citizen voters, and the consequences are going to be staggering. You're going to have a Congress, a weak-kneed Congress, that will grant them, with the wave of a magic wand, amnesty and immediate citizenship. And with that citizenship comes dual citizenship. And with the dual citizenship comes dual voting rights in their homeland and in the United States, something that native-born American citizens do not have. And for example, by then, 2025, you might have 70 to 80 million people from Mexico, or 120 million people from Mexico and Central America here, who will be nominating and supporting candidates in both south of the border, Mexico and Central America, and north of the border in the United States who are running on platforms sympathetic to the Latin community and very hostile and unfavorable to the United States. Not all of them will do that, but many of them will. And some of those candidates who will take over our U.S. Senate, be put in the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives and our state governorships and mayorships in the cities, will be illegal aliens who just came over the border a few days ago and happened to get their amnesty and citizenship. They will get supported by their own kind, and that's the way it's going to happen. By the year 2030, you're going to see the very first attempt. I'm not sure it'll be successful. The very first attempt to introduce into the U.S. Congress an amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America, making Spanish the primary language, trumping English. And this is how nations historically have been conquered without firing a shot. It's called the Mestversion, the Trojan horse invasion. It happened to Italy. It happened to so many countries in Europe. We did that actually when we occupied and colonized the United States. But that was 300 years ago. Do those same principles apply? Well, if you don't control it, you're opening the door for a new society, a new government, a new culture, a new infrastructure, and it may be a lot worse than what you've got now. Essentially, by around 2040, we will be a mirror reflection of Mexico. Very few people with a lot of money and wealth controlling the police and law enforcement, and a lot of people unemployed with no money and no future.
No habla español. I've been down here in Texas going on 9 years. I don't speak Spanish, nor am I going to learn the language, because I was born in a country, the primary language is English. And by God, Jim Gilchrist, I swear by my creator that I am going to die in a country that speaks English, and I am going to be in ground being a free man the same way that I was born.
I agree with you. I feel the same way. I studied Spanish for 5 years in high school and college. I refused to speak it except once in a while here and there to say hola or no hablo español or something like that. But I don't use the language. If I were in a Latin country where it was popular, of course, then I'd learn that language to communicate and facilitate commerce and communication, which is why we should have English only here, because the common bond of a country generally is its language, not its religion, and not its dress code. It's the language, because that's what people throughout history have used to maintain a unity and develop a common bond of commerce and communication. And it's
Jim,
a natural union.
Jim, the only thing that can come to mind, if you want, we want to look in the history past, Babylon. Do I still have Jim?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, yeah, Babylon, where the people were unable to speak to each other and fully understand each other.
Right, and when you cannot communicate with each other, you cannot send messages and signals to each other, and there's a lot of confusion and misunderstanding, and it balkanized. Like you were saying earlier, you have a very segregated, balkanized society based on their language, and then from there it's their culture, and then their dress, and you have a recipe for the literal breakup of the United States of America into maybe 15 countries. Look what happened to Russia after 76 years of communist rule, or 74 years of communist rule, something like that. They broke up into 15 nations, I believe.
Yeah,
it was balkanization.
Let's go back to the phones. Aaron in Colorado, you're up next, Aaron.
Yeah, hi, John and Jim. I agree with both what you're saying. I'm kind of new to the Patriot 9/11 Truth Movement. Been in about 4 years. And I know a lot of you guys out there have put most of your life into this movement and know a lot more than me. So I want to just make a comment with all due respect.
Yeah.
But the grunts in the field like myself who give out tapes and have weekly meetings at the libraries or the coffee shop meetings or spend time talking to people, going to rallies and supporting other people. There's a limited amount of us grunts, and there's a limited amount of us of the funds. And I wish the generals would play better with their toys. All the infighting, really makes it hard for us to make
what infighting are you talking about, caller, when this is not a personality conflict. This is people out and out trying to destroy things. This is not a cult of personality. This isn't a point of I don't like the other guy, because I'll support the other guy even if I don't like him. I'll support him because he's throwing the ammunition downrange, not throwing it at me.
This is a literal takeover of the Minuteman attempt.
Right, I think I understand that the same kind of thing happened to you too, John. I'm not specifically talking to you specifically, but what I've just noticed is there's a lot of fighting and you know, just attacks on other people's name, and I'm not sure if they're set up. They're trying to set people up to fall, or like in Jim's case, if they were really, I guess they backstabbed him, and it's horrible, but. It just makes us hard, and maybe I phrased it wrong, so I apologize.
You've done the same thing that I've heard many other people do. They're trying to boil this down to a personality conflict, and it's got nothing to do with it.
It's outright greed, sir. It's outright greed for avarice, lust for power. It is egomania. Something that's made the Minuteman Project so successful is, and I'm. Please, I don't want to sound obnoxious, is my kind of open personality that I believe everybody should participate in everything. I firmly believe in the First Amendment, and I get along great with newspaper reporters and broadcast media people in general. There are the propagandists that I don't deal with at all. I'm a firm believer in First Amendment and also avid supporter of law enforcement, because you need them both to go together. And I'm kind of a personal guy, so very personable and maybe some kind of charisma. So it's helped make the Minuteman Project successful. On the other hand, people who cannot emulate that are extremely jealous, and they've been doing this for 20 years, and they don't understand why Jim Gilchrist did it for only 2.5 years, and he's moved this issue in 2.5 years further than they've moved it in 2 decades. And with less money, we've moved the issue, and because we're just more effective. And there's a lot of jealousy and a lot of demand, a desire to conquer that icon, which is me. And again, I don't want to sound like I'm in love with myself. I'm trying to be humble.
Yeah, Aaron, I would just simply say this, that the generals need to get their head wherever it's at and focus their eye again on what we're facing and who the true enemies are.
The mission.
The mission
before the mood swing. I've been telling people that since April of 2005. Ladies and gentlemen, put the mission before the mood swing. And it,
there you go.
I'm saying, listen, but there's a lot of this going on. And what it's done, this crisis here, the Minuteman Project getting a 9/11, will do more to damage this entire movement, not just the Minuteman Project. It is going to set us back at least a year. We all look like idiots. We look like fools. We look like a bunch of greedy egomaniacs. Not all of us, but the ones who are engaging this kind of hostile activity. Or, on the alternative, they look like implants from maybe Karl Rove's office sent in to literally destroy the Minuteman Project and destroy MCDC and destroy the San Diego Minutemen because they're having infighting there, and destroy the Christmas Addicts Brigade in Los Angeles or whatever group is on this issue. It could very well be some kind of a conspiracy. I sort of don't think so, but it could be, because it's happening too many places. But maybe that's nature. Maybe that's the natural evolution of our personalities. We do this when we try to get organized.
Well, and Jim, people have said to me before, you know, that we're going to get exactly what we deserve. And if this is the best effort that we can put together, well, then maybe we deserve to be defeated. But I know too many people, and so do you. We know their hearts. We know their minds. And we know what they want. And we all want the same thing. And you and I might sit down, and you and I might agree on 95% across the board, no equivocations. We might disagree on that 5%, but what is more important, what we agree on or what we disagree on? Let's go back to the phones here. Thank you for your call, Aaron. Keep listening. This is not cult personality. We're in a battle for the Constitutional Republic. This is a country that came around. We had founding fathers. We drafted the documents. There's a reason why we're the best and the most powerful on planet Earth. And if this country goes down, you will never see the likes of it ever again. in human history. Not if these people get their ways. Rick in Ohio, you're up next. Hello, Rick.
Hey, John.
Hi.
Hey, I was listening to Jim there the last few minutes, and he reminded me of a few years back in the Albright-Cohen regime when they went after Serbia because the Albanian Muslims were trying to take over. They were infiltrating and taking over Kosovo there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he's talking about the way they change a country and change a culture. That's the same thing that happened in Serbia. And, of course, the globalist police forces, NATO and the United States, had to go in and punish those evil Serbs because they wanted Serbia to remain Serbian.
And it's also got the corporate barons. I mean, multinational corporations have a lot to do with where we're at.
Well, they call the shots for the governments. Pretty much.
And they're also the largest perpetrator of the anti-slavery laws that we've had for over a century. They're well entrenched in the well organized importation of illegal aliens to use them as slave labor at cheap wages.
Hang on a second, Rick. We got to take a break. You know, there is a reason why Clinton ordered the bombing of 700 churches over there in Serbia. You have to nail the underpinnings of the culture and what the glue that binds the society. You've got to take that out. Billy Clinton did it. He ordered it. 700 churches bombed. The reason given? Oh, they were holdouts for terrorists. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. If you would like to email our guest today, Jim Gilchrist. You can email him at century21, that's century21, Minuteman, singular, at sbcglobal.net. The website, jimgilchrist.com. That's GILCHRIST.com. And I've been so involved in what we've been doing here today. I do not want to let this go. Headache Stay Gone is a sponsor for this program. They've got a cure, a natural cure for headaches, ladies and gentlemen, the all-natural cure for headaches. Please support these sponsors. Give them a call at 800-327-0727 or headachestaygone.com. I'm hoping the next product he's going to come out with is Pain in My Butt Be Gone, because, Jim, we've certainly had that in the last several weeks. Rick in Ohio, any finishing statement? I got one more caller to squeeze in.
Okay, yeah, I just want to say here there's been a lot of attacks on all these alternative sites and programs in the last 6 months that have been very effective at motivating people. I think they want to shut down those who can motivate people.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's an organized effort behind this. There's been too much of this, and I don't think it's coincidence.
I don't think that it is either, because
no.
Anybody that's got two brain cells that can synapse wouldn't use their power or their influence or their popularity to destroy another that's throwing their ammunition downrange at the enemy that is going to consume us if we don't get our stuff together.
Yes, sir. You have to wonder, what are they up to next? They want to shut down the motivators before they do it.
I understand. Thanks for your call, Rick. Yep. Appreciate it. Tom in Florida, you're last up. We only have 2 minutes.
Welcome to Gulag America, gentlemen. The first name of the game is to destroy the communications, and it does sound like a government takeover of your organization and your websites and your bank accounts, because that cripples you totally, and you can't do anything.
Exactly. It has been devastating.
I don't see it any other way. It smacks of Dime Corps, WAC and HUD, or Blackwater Mercenaries, an auxiliary of the government. Of the government. And I think that, the Mexican people and the others down in the South of Central America have been told, come on up. They're not going to do it. You could slap them. All they'll do is cry or run away or call the cops. You know, these people, they are pushy. And they've been taught this. They've been indoctrinated, and they're a peasant army. And I'm afraid to admit it, gentlemen, but I think they're going to succeed, because there's not enough. There's too many. What's that book that was out a while back, Nation of Cowards? There was a book out. I can't remember the author's name.
Sounds familiar, but I've not read the book, sir.
That's all I got.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
This is a consequence that our founding fathers never expected. They never expected to have a nation of 300 million people who were too cowardly to defend their nation. It was never considered.
All right. We are out of time here, Jim Gilchrist. My empathy is with you, my friend.
Thank you, sir, and God bless America. Don't worry. The Minuteman Project will survive, because we say, in the face of danger, damn the torpedoes.
Full speed ahead. Thank you, Jim Gilchrist. Bye. We will be in touch, sir.
Bye-bye.
All right. Along the roadside, ladies and gentlemen, on a cell phone, we appreciate Jim Gilchrist being on here. We would have preferred to have him on a landline. We hope that you've heard everything that this man had to say. And, folks, we either stand against evil and put it down, or the cost is literally going to be us. We are going to hang separately, and they're going to try to do that, or they don't give a damn if they got to round us all up and shoot us all together. It doesn't matter. The grand experiment, the United States of America, will continue if it is in your heart and your mind to make it continue. Give us a call here at 800-724-2719. Make a donation today, folks. These clowns put us about 30 days behind the ball. Once we climb out from that, we put the network back together. More talk show hosts with good information coming your way from Republic Broadcasting Network.